Doesn't matter what situation, gets him in there just to make that defense think about him. And Luke Whitkey does an excellent job maintaining his gap presence and making that open field tackle for just a short gain for the Bearcats.
Second down, 9 from the Harbor Reach 46-yard line. 3:54 remains. Clock winding down here, 16-14. Harbor Reach leading by 2, Upley on offense. Last 3 drives in this, actually every drive in this second half has resulted in a score. And off to number 47, Colin Obersky. He pushes forward for 4 yards out to the 42-yard line. Tackle made by Harbor Reach's 42, Ethan Hessling, back out of the ball game. Third down and 5 from the 42.
Nice tackle there by Ethan Hessling. Colin Obersky driving, trying to get those extra yards. Third down, 5. This is definitely 4-down territory as that clock rolls at 3:15 to go in this game.
Probably with 1 timeout remaining in this ball game. Bruski still under center in the tee, splitting the hash to the 42-yard line. Quarterback keeper around the right side. Coming up to meet him is Dylan Kadar at the 39-yard line, shy of the first down by 2 yards. Brings up a 4th down and 2. Dylan Kadar went low, Bruski went high, and he skied through that one. 2:50 left, clock rolling.
I think Bruski thought he was a little closer to the first down marker, thought he could just dive and get it. But as he gains some experience, he will see that instead of trying to leap over a defender, cutting it back up the middle, the straightest distance between 2 points is a straight line, right? So you want to go straight ahead, young man. You cost yourself an extra yard, but 4th and 2, this is a big play right now.
And some noise actually coming on. Carson Hlesky has it. He's through the front line, still on his feet after 3 tackles. And he has the 1st down and finally brought down by Caden Boynton inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. 2:22 left in the 4th. Obley still marching down the field, converting on 4th and 2.
There's a man possessed, a guy in mid-season form. Carson Hlesky stopped at the line of scrimmage, gets between those defensive tackles, runs over a linebacker, spins between 2 more. And when he needed 2, he gets 10 and a big 1st down for Obley.
Evan Peruski under center, handoff to Carson Hlesky at the trenches, gets out for 3 hard-fought yards down to the 25-yard line. Tackle made by number 6, Luke Woodkey, out of the secondary, playing that somewhat in-between position of a linebacker and a secondary. Woodkey's slow to get up. The ball's spotted at the 25-yard line. Ball almost seemed to get loose there at one point.
Absolutely, but I'm noticing Upley taking a ton of time here. We're down to 1:40, and they're just now getting under center.
And they're at the 25-yard line. T formation, Peruski under center. Hand off to number 14, trying to find a gap, and he's brought down. He looks like he has the first down, Logan Muller. Brought down by number 4, Caden Boynton moved the chains. 1st and 10, stops the clock with 90 seconds left. They are at the 18-yard line of Harbor Beach, trailing by 2 points, 16-14.
You called it. It's going to come right down to the last 3 seconds, Clark. You can just feel it. They got that 1 timeout. They don't want to use it. Trying to speed up the play calling. Here we go.
Peruski under center, just inside the left hash. And it's a little bit of miscommunication, and Peruski's going to be on the keeper, stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain in the play, and Obley uses their last timeout here. Stop made by Caden Boynton of Harbor Beach. And Obley is now out of timeouts with 1:07 remaining in the 4th quarter. They're facing a 2nd down and 10 from the 18-yard line. And they have to find the end zone.
You got to use that timeout there.
Absolutely.
You just had miscommunication with your young quarterback, trying to get the plays in, running them twice as fast as you'd like to run them. Got to slow everything down. Probably going to call 2 play calls here. Here's what's going to happen on 2nd down, and here's what we're going to run on 3rd down. Get 2 play calls and see what happens from there. But the Bearcats are in good position here. We'll see if these Pirate defense is up for the challenge.
1:07 remains in regulation. 16-14. Cassidy shuts out Vassar 56-0. Final score there. Sandusky still extending that lead out. As we are here in the 4th quarter, a 2-point ball game. Harbor Beach 16, Obley 14, 1:07. Obley just spent their 3rd and final timeout. Harbor Beach with all 3 still. 2nd and 10 from the 18-yard line. That may be the first time that Obley hasn't gained a yard on a single play tonight. Evan Peruski under center, 3-man backfield. There's a snap, fumble on the play, and it's still loose. Initial signal, Harbor Beach comes up with it. Luke Woodkey finds the ball on the floor, and the man who fumbled on the 1-yard line finds it with 1:02 remaining. 14 in the fourth quarter. And Harbor Beach's offense back on the field. Ubley has no timeouts left, and there's plenty of play clock to just kneel this one out.
Absolutely. That will pretty much do it for this game here. Luke Woodke recovers the fumble, but a complete miscommunication again. Back-to-back plays. Even after the timeout, Peruski turns to his left. I don't even know if he got the football from his center. And when it, by the time it gets done kicking around, Luke Woodke jumps on it and preserves this game for Harbor Beach. With a minute two to go, the Pirates lead by two and take over the football.
A big play there. And Harbor Beach now coming out in the genuflect offense. And Dylan Kater, the Catholic graduate of Our Lady of Lake Huron, takes the kneel. And the clock starts to roll. 16-14, Harbor Beach showing some emotion on the sideline there. Trying to avenge that loss on the same very field 305 days ago.
Yeah, I bet. Make a not-so-bold prediction that these two teams are going to see each other again here, Clark. So,
wow, really going on a limb there, Dave.
I said not-so-bold. You know it's going to happen again. And why wouldn't we? Would we have it any other way?
No.
Go ahead and book it week two. Week two of the playoffs.
Would you like to see Alabama and Auburn meet twice a year? Yes. Auburn is heyday. There's another kneel from Dylan Kadar. 19 seconds left, and that will be enough to call this one game. And the Harbor Beach Pirates start out the season in a short regular season, 1-0, as they come up with a huge fumble recovery with 1:02 remaining in regulation as Ubley was marching down the field. And Harbor Beach makes the stop and wins the turnover battle as well. And your final score from Harbor Beach, Michigan, Harbor Beach 16, Ubley 14. Two-point victory for the Pirates. We'll have much more in just a few short minutes as we wrap this one up from Harbor Beach, Michigan. The COVID season of 2020. Week number four is completion. And on to week number five, right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues, and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Whether you are living in the home you always dreamed of or the first version of it, make sure it's protected with the right coverage. Don't let just anyone protect your dreams. Insure your home with Auto Owners. Your independent agent, Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, will help you choose the right coverage so you can be certain that you're protected. At Auto Owners, we offer compatible rates and coverages that can be tailored to your special needs. Call Albert Insurance Agency, your local independent agency representing Auto Owners in Harbor Beach and Port Hope.
Hi, this is Kayla from Albert Insurance Agency. Let us help with all your insurance needs. Call us in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per-checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Huron Auto Parts, your auto value store one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your Auto Value Store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,